Yo, what's up everyone? You're listening to the Twice Over Film Club and I'm your host Faraz. Today we're going to be previewing Denis Villeneuve's Dune. This film is out in theaters right now and available to stream on HBO Max. Of course, our preview does not have any spoilers. Listen to the preview to get an idea of what we thought, some background information on the movie, and of course, our scores. Our deep dive discussion will be out next week, so keep an eye out for that. Make sure you're following us at The Twice Over on all the socials so you can keep up with what we're watching and what our new episodes are about. All right, for this one, it was just me and Fahad.
I didn't know how to score this movie, to be honest.
That's fair. We'll talk about that. All right, Fahad. What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
It's just me and you today.
Yeah. We're going to have to carry the conversation. All right, let's go.
It's on your shoulders, man. It's on your shoulders.
Yeah, I just snorted a line of caffeine.
Caffeine, okay.
I just feel like an imposter discussing a movie whose book I haven't read.
Yeah, and like, you know, this is the breadth of the universe.
Whole universe. Yeah.
And like the story in general. But here's the thing. All right, what are we talking about, everyone? We are talking about Dune. Denis Villeneuve's new film this year. So there's several books in this universe. You could say this is like, you know, the pinnacle of sci-fi in a way. I feel like it is, right?
Yeah. Fantasy sci-fi, right?
Yeah. It's definitely well-regarded in that genre. I think everyone talks about how Star Wars kind of borrowed heavily from Dune, the book, to create its universe.
Yeah, it was definitely inspired by it. Yeah. And the other thing to say about Dune, it's very much of its time. The author, Frank Herbert, was known to have disliked the politics of the time, especially with the Red Scare, the Cold War politics that were going on. He also disliked the way the West viewed the East.
Okay.
Especially
The Middle East. Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
He had some anti-imperialist sentiments that he kind of harked on in the books. But with the movie, I feel like most of those disappeared.
We'll talk into the discussion about that. You kind of hit the nail on the head in terms of its overall thematic, you know, experience of this movie. And
yeah, let's talk about what it is.
From what I've read on it, it's not even like the first book. It's like a portion of the first book, maybe 2/3 or so.
Yeah.
So it is setting the stage for the universe. And in fact, the film, and then like when it says Dune, it says part one. So like, it's not even trying to pretend that it's going to give you a complete story here. You know, you're going to be left wanting more or needing more to understand, you know, exactly what they're trying to present. As of this time of recording, I'm pretty sure the studios have already approved the second film for 2023. I mean, there will be a second part and we'll do that one.
Yeah, I think through the two parts, we'll get a completion of the first book. I think that's how it's going to work. Or maybe even a little past the first book.
This film is setting the stage for the universe, for the story. That's what it's doing. Fahad, you said that you had a tough time scoring it. Is it because it's really setting the stage and you don't want to score something that's incomplete?
Yeah, exactly. The first part of this, there's so much promise in it, but it hasn't delivered yet. Mm. So in scoring it, am I supposed to rate it based on what it promises? You know, a complete narrative would be a complete character arc, a complete plot arc, right? I mean, it's all there. It's like this was like the first maybe two acts of like a five act story.
Yeah. So here's the thing. In my opinion, it's still a standalone movie, right? There will be a lot of people that watch this but never watch the next one. And there might be people that have not seen it and they will watch the next one, right? It's just how it works. And then maybe they'll go back and watch, you know, the first one later. I saw it as, okay, do they have to deliver on the promise for me to, like, rank or to find value in the narrative? No. But did they do a good job of wanting me to, you know what's happening next, wanting me to come back to watch the next film? Basically, did they set the stage well? And was it still entertaining enough? Not enough, but just entertaining. Was it entertaining to my taste? Like, look, I'm not a big sci-fi guy. I really am not, right? I try, like, sci-fi fantasy is just not my genre. One, mainly it is because of the universe, right? Or the world that this exists in is, you know, it's a made up world with some elements of like reality in it. But, you know, where the author or the writer in general, like, has freedom to input whatever they want into this world. And I just don't like how sometimes the structure like falls apart when you start like picking at it. Mm-hmm. Now, this movie probably does that because it's so early in this book. But you can also tell at the same time that this universe or this world that's being created is a vast, it's not just like your standard fantasy film. Like it's a complete universe that's being created here. I'm thinking in the sense, like, how are they setting all this stuff up for me to understand this world? I don't know, just be interested. Like, is it interesting to me? Because most of the time, this stuff isn't interesting to me, right?
Sure. What's interesting to note, it's often in the books, which these movies like Lord of the Rings and this one are based on, that you often get more whimsical offerings. Like, for example, Lord of the Rings offered tons and tons of poetry and background knowledge and the history of certain people and places that it kind of detracted from the story. But when these works are being adapted to film, to a visual medium, a lot of that stuff gets dropped due to studio pressure. And just the overall refinement from one artist to another.
And time constraints.
The essentials. Yeah. And the time constraints. Only the essentials are left.
Yeah.
And I think if you're starting off building a fantasy world just for film, you might get a lot of the flaws you mentioned where it feels whimsical.
Yeah.
But here it feels like you're almost like leaving out a lot. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that way? That we're missing out a lot on the background?
So I'm missing out a lot on, like, you know, this universe, this world, but it's not because, I can tell it's not because it's not thought out. You know, again, I can tell that it's in the context of them setting it up and they only have, 2.5 hours to present this first part. Obviously in writing, interpretation, you know, is different person to person. And it's hard to capture different interpretations of the more poetic side of writing, you know, a novel into a film. Sure. Like, it's got to be a little more direct. There is some abstract poetry type visuals, moments, scenes in this movie.
Especially with the visions and stuff, right?
So, you know, there is some of that there. But again, I'm sure in the books, it's like those visions are probably way more thorough. You know, and leaving a lot more, or like there's just probably more detailed, giving you a more, like a better idea of exactly what the character is going through. Yeah, I don't want to get too far into this, obviously, without giving a spoiler warning. Before we do that, let's talk about the director. This is, again, like I said, I'm not the biggest sci-fi guy, but I do like Denis Villeneuve a lot. I think this is our third movie we're doing, him being the director for this podcast. We did Incendies.
Arrival.
No,
Sicario.
We didn't do Arrival. We didn't do Sicario. I mean, I've seen all of those. Blade Runner, I've seen that as well. The other one that me and Yusuf did was Prisoners.
Prisoners, okay.
Dude, like, he's great. I don't think I've seen a single movie of his and I thought was bad. Incendies is the first one I've seen of his, though. Like, it looks like he has a decent filmography before that. Not really. Short documentary, a short...
Way smaller movies, yeah. Way... what's it called? Smaller budget.
Right? Yeah, smaller budget movie. Looks like he has August 32nd on Earth, or like he has a couple movies before Incendies, Polytechnique. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll check those out. But pretty much everything since then I have seen and loved, right? And he's already on in pre-production with Dune Part 2. So he's probably one of my favorite directors. There's something about his movies that have like a visual storytelling that is just very... grand and pretty, right?
Yeah, it the visual aesthetics are always excellent. And there's, you can oftentimes find something common between his films. In this movie, one of the scenes reminded me of Sicario. The way he lays out the suspense.
Okay.
The stakes are, you remember that scene where the spice harvester?
Okay.
The spice harvester scene as it's being attacked by the sandworms.
Yeah.
So that scene, that was direct comparison to me to the one on in Sicario where they're sitting on the bridge from Mexico to the U.S. where they're sitting ducks.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, in terms of suspense, he does like an incredible job with suspense and tension in Prisoners. But that's more suspense like between characters rather than like in a event that's about to occur. It's more like tension between people. In any case, he's good at presenting that, definitely.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. If you guys aren't familiar with his filmography, I would check out at least the films that we've mentioned: Sicario, Incendies, Prisoners, Blade Runner 2049, and of course Dune. Go and watch it because we're gonna be getting deep into the discussion after we give our scores. So Fahad, are you ready to tell me how you scored this film?
Well, this is gonna be the most difficult part for me.
Yeah, sure. And then we can discuss, like, you know, in detail how we landed where we did. For the narrative, Fahad, I gave it an 85.
Okay, I gave it a 90.
Writing, I gave a 90.
I gave it an 80.
Acting, I gave an 80.
An 80 as well.
Intangibles, I give it a 90.
I gave it an 85.
And the aesthetics, I gave 100.
I gave an 85 once again.
Wow.
I'm surprised with your aesthetic score.
Yeah, I'm surprised with yours.
That it's too low on some of these. Yeah.
Well, no. Otherwise, I think we're super close. We're within, I guess, writing we're off by 10 and aesthetics we're off by 15. Otherwise, we're within 5 or tied.
Thanks for listening to this production of The Twice Over. If you enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing and sharing it with a friend. Want to see what your tally is? Check out thetwiceover.com. All the movies we've done are listed there, as well as what we're watching for the current week. Follow us at The Twice Over on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, where you can leave us any suggestions, feedback, or comments. And if you're about it, you can also support us on Patreon. The music you hear on this podcast is from Amerigo Gazaway. You can find his work on Bandcamp and Spotify.